Museums everywhere were closed during the pandemic and America's Year of Racial Reckoning. Now, as they're reopening, some are reimagining what a museum is and how they can reach everybody. From KJZZ's Hear Arizona podcast series, State of the Arts, Anthony Wallace reports.
Imagine you're at an art museum, any that comes to mind. How do you feel? Are you comfortable? Do you feel welcome?
If we're in an environment where our emotional safety is threatened, we're unable to access our higher order thinking and do things that are productive or involve connection with other people because we're so focused on maintaining our sense of survival.
This is Dr. Laura Jean Maruzio. She's a researcher and associate lecturer at the University of Massachusetts in Boston, who studied interior design and how art can promote empathy. She says if people don't feel at ease in the museum for whatever reason, they're not likely to get much of anything out of the experience. And museums, such as the ASU Art Museum, have been thinking hard about this very thing.
It's just not working now. We know we can look at attendance across the country, we can look at boards across the country, we can look at leadership across the country. We are not serving all the people.
This is Museum Director Mickey Garcia, and part of their plan to address this problem of not serving all the people is an ambitious initiative called Pilot Projects.
Pilot Projects is a series of artworks, interventions, and public programs that began last year as a reaction to the murders of George Floyd and so many others.
The initiative goes to the core of what a museum is and how it interacts with the public.
I am a woman of color. I'm a Latina. My life's work has really been about reimagining what museums can be for more people. What if we actually created vehicles for audiences to come in and share their lived experiences along with our knowledge, and that we would then co-create meaning together?
This summer, the ASU Museum is preparing for an exhibition on art and the history of incarceration, and instead of closing to do that work like a museum might typically do, they're offering tours to anyone who wants one to give people the chance to see behind the scenes.
We want to shift the conversation of museum. This belongs to you all, the students at ASU University, but also the people of Arizona.
Dr. Melody Bukazar-Dawkins works for Slover Lynette Audience Research. Recently, she studied
culture and community during times of crises, so during the pandemic.
She and her colleagues surveyed 120,000 Americans and found they were aching to get back out into the world and connect with their friends and community. And they wanted cultural organizations to be active in bringing the community back together.
We also wanted to see if different racial and ethnic groups were affected by the pandemic, especially in relation to the arts. Then we did see some differences across groups, and some of them were really unique to Black and African American participants.
They wanted to know why. So the researchers interviewed Black Americans and found that by and large, they enjoyed museums and felt comfortable there. But the respondents did have some reservations about museums and other cultural institutions.
Let's say that you go to a museum, and you see a lot of workers who are frontline workers, and they're all Black. And then you see people who are in higher positions, and they're all white. That made a space not welcoming.
One theme that kept coming up in my conversation with Dr. Bukazar-Dawkins about these findings was authenticity.
When we ask people about what they think about the Black Lives Matter statements museums or other institutions post during this time, does that make them trustworthy? And across the board, everybody said no. They just said show and not tell. Who was in your board? Who was making decisions? Are your workers happy? Is your place welcoming? When I go there, are people nice?
And at ASU, part of the greater project to reach more people is to demystify the museum and the art world itself, which can seem pretentious and exclusionary. Mickey Garcia wants to expand our preconceptions of what art worthy of being in a museum is, to include things like
sound art, food art, social practice. I think people are really intimidated by art, and they think that art is a beautiful painting on a wall.
Garcia compares art to jazz.
Like sometimes you don't know what it's about, but you can feel it. It can move you. It can inspire certain memories and trigger certain things about you.
The ASU Art Museum's incarceration exhibition opens in September. And if Pilot Projects pans out the way Garcia hopes, more people than ever will feel comfortable enough to be moved by the art. Anthony Wallace, KJZZ News, Phoenix.